Today's scripture comes from Matthew 17, 1 through 9. Listen for the word of the Lord. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, where he transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes were as white as the light. And then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses and Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anybody what you have seen until the Son of Man has been risen from the dead." The word of God for the people of God. An adventurous teenager sails out on a daring mission to save her people. During her journey, this young girl meets the almighty demigod Maui, who guides her on her quest to become a masterful wayfinder. Together, they sail across the open ocean on an action-packed voyage, engaging enormous monsters and incredible odds. Along the way, she finds the ancient quest of her ancestors and discovers the one thing she always sought: her own identity. How many of you are familiar with the Disney movie Moana? Y'all know those songs. Moana, while she was living a comfortable life where her father was the chief, she knew that the sea was calling her. And after her encounter with the ancestors that revealed to her there is more for her to do, she was indeed set apart. And others will not understand, including her parents. Pastor T.D. Jakes said it best when he said, when asked, "Why do you seek God?" he responded, "I had to find out what was in me. I could not bear to live and die wondering what's in me. It is not for God alone that I chase him. He has the secret to my potential, and I had to chase him to find out who I am." Like Moana, learning who she was through these voyages, sometimes Jesus has to take you away from the group, set you apart so that you can see clearly. In today's scripture, Jesus sets apart Peter, James, and John in order to have an encounter, not of this earthly world, but to see clearly who they are truly walking and talking with. Well, how did we get here? In chapter 16, Jesus asks his disciples in verse 13, "Who do people say that I am?" They respond, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah and one of the prophets. But what do you say I am? Or who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You're the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus responded, "Blessed are you, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by the Father in heaven. Something else that happened in chapter 16 is Jesus predicts his own death and shares it with the disciples, that he is going to Jerusalem not to be crowned, but to be crucified and raised on the third day. You see, Jesus is ready to reveal more of himself to the disciples. So now we are in chapter 17. Jesus does not invite all of the disciples on this journey. Jesus set apart three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, leading them up to a high mountain by themselves. Jesus wanted them to have a deeper understanding of who he is and what is coming. See, the time is drawing near, like Pastor Julian said before. It is Lenten season almost. The time is drawing near. Let's look at verse 3. Jesus had been transfigured before them. Then appeared Moses and Elijah. That is two ancestors. What could Moses possibly be saying to Jesus? The role Moses played in the life of Moses in many ways parallels the life of Jesus. The role Moses played in delivering the Israelites from the Egyptians and leading them to the promised land. God had prepared them for a foreshadow of Jesus bringing salvation to humanity. In fact, Moses told the Israelites in Deuteronomy 18, "The Lord your God will raise you up a prophet like me among you from your brothers. It is he who you should listen to." Isn't it ironic that both Moses and Jesus come to save their people and were rejected by some of the very people? I could just imagine what Moses was saying. Two, warning of and advising Jesus. Well, what about Elijah, the prophet, miracle worker, who just in chapter 16 people were saying Jesus is? The prophet Elijah spent his life serving God in the midst of threats over his life. What could Elijah possibly be warning of, advising Jesus of? Well, let's think about this, y'all. Our ancestors are speaking to us, guiding us, and demanding of us. So if we were in Jesus' place here in the scripture, which ancestor would Jesus bring to you to speak to you while you are preparing to go and do what God has called you to do? On this Angola Sunday, I wonder what Queen Nazana, known as Queen of Angola, the matriarch of the Mandu people, who was a resilient leader who fought against the Portuguese in their expanding slave trade in Central Africa. She orchestrated attacks on the Portuguese, which could continue long after her death, and inspiring the ultimate success of the 20th century armed resistance against the Portuguese that resulted in independence in Angola in 1975. I wonder what she was saying to, warning of, and advising those on the front lines of fighting for Angola's independence. Now, I wonder what Zuberi is advising the Angola group. What is he saying to, warning of, and advising the Angola group? See, when you have an encounter with the ancestors, you may find yourself like Peter in verse 4. "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and Elijah." Do you see what Peter is doing here in the text. See, some call this the mountaintop experience. See, we love it here. See, Peter had Jesus glowing in his divinity, along with the notorious Moses and Elijah. We should not leave from up here. I know you can relate. These mountaintop experiences we don't want to come down from. Oh, this worship was so good. I just want to stay here. Oh, that trip was a trip of a lifetime. I don't want to go home. When I was in Ghana, I had a mountaintop experience. I had a mountaintop experience at the Asan Mosu River. I found myself standing on sacred land, a place where the ancestors were forced to take their last breath before being greased up with shea butter, only to travel 300 miles to the coast of where the devastation of the slave castles awaited them. Through all the evil that took place there, I had an encounter with the ancestors, one that informed me, woke me, and renewed me. I wanted to stay closer to them. I felt safe, loved, and valued there. Leaving, I felt my eyes had opened to see what my eyes could not see before. Because I had an encounter with the ancestors. See, D'Angelo did a wonderful job last week of illustrating that there is a spiritual component to this work. If we only open our hearts to experience it, and oh, but to have an encounter with God. See, in verse 5, while Peter was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, a voice from the cloud saying, "This is my son, who I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Listen to him. God is talking directly to the disciples, demanding them to listen. There is more that Jesus is teaching, because the time is drawing near. Increasing their clarity of Jesus' divinity. Jesus needed them to get it. Jesus needs us to get it. Divine assignment and things of this world will not align. Jesus tried to help his disciples understand who he is, that we can have a better understanding of what they are going, who he is, so that they can have a better understanding of witnessing what Jesus goes through. Peter, James, and John were not merely eyewitnesses, but a part of the plan. Sometimes the lesson will bring new information that you have never heard before. We need, and we are called to listen. University Church, we strive to be the very church that God has called us to be. You and you and you all are chosen to be set apart. We want to fit in with the 12, but we were meant to be with the 3. Not for superiority or arrogance, but because of the uniqueness of your path. Jesus has something important to say to prepare Peter, James, and John to experience the weeks to come, this Lenten season, for the work that will continue when Jesus is no longer in the flesh. Please catch this. We are included in this. We have to listen to what Christ taught us. Well, when Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must disobey and take, or must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me," listen to him. For where two, when Jesus said, for where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. Listen to him. When Jesus said, therefore, whoever hears the words of my mouth and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Listen to him. We too can be changed when we encounter the ancestors. They are still speaking, leading, and guiding. That we too are validated by God. And God has called us to listen, to open our ears and our eyes and our hearts and listen. Like Peter, we want to stay on this mountaintop. It's so beautiful up here. Jesus is glowing. We got the ancestors. We don't need to come down off of this mountain. But the mountaintop experience is an experience and an encounter. But the miraculous wonder happens in the valley. See, after the encounter, how do we return down off the mountain different? The calibration of the experience causes a change to see in us, to see who Jesus really is. We can see the divinity, and we are ordered to listen to him. When I came back from Ghana, the biggest issue for me to work through was, how am I going to let this experience, how am I going to use this experience to change who I am? You just can't come back from Ghana the same way. So who am I? What am I called to do when I come back? How will we listen? As we spend time in studying the Word of God, as we recall what God has asked us already, how will you listen with open ears and hearts? Where do we need to go to have an encounter with the ancestors? Because they are still speaking, teaching, and guiding us. In the silence, think about the ancestors that God would bring before you to help you in the moment, in the place that you are in now. Because there is work to be done. God is still speaking. Jesus is still speaking. So let us listen to what he is telling us. Amen.